time is 7 after the hour. Just taking my supplements in preparation for Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted board-certified NUCA chiropractor, to visit us with his weekly overview of matters that affect your health and well-being. About a week or so ago, how long ago was it, that story buzzing around the Internet about the dentist who took out her boyfriend's teeth after they broke up? You remember that
story? No.
You don't remember that story?
No, I do not.
Oh, yeah. Jack, I don't know if I remember talking to you. I've talked to one of the people that contribute in this portion of the program, one of the health people. She was so angry. This guy broke up with her, and then he went to have his teeth fixed, and she was his dentist. So according to the story, she took out her anger on him by pulling out all of his teeth.
That moron deserves it. What's he going to her for after they break up?
Well, it turns out the story was a hoax. It started as a prank on somebody's blog. Somebody picked it up, and you know how that happens when you get things on the Internet. It just spreads like wildfire. Dozens of news services who, of course, didn't bother to check it out.
Right.
And so Richie says, oh, did you check that out? No, I don't. I rely on those legitimate news services like Drudge check all that stuff.
I always want to check a second and third source.
Right.
You know, to be able to do something like that, he would have to be completely anesthetized.
Right. Ouch.
And then, and she totally crossed the line. I mean, if there was any truth to it.
Right.
I mean, they would have totally crossed the line. This person would be going to prison.
That's not saying that I don't believe this has ever happened. I mean, I'm sure that somewhere something like has probably happened.
Yeah. Well, it would be a lot easier just to bob at him instead of take out all his teeth.
Nice, Jack.
Well, you know, in the sense of surgical expediency, you know.
Right. Bob at him.
That doesn't require any surgery. I mean, anesthesia.
Yeah. When your name becomes a verb, something is very wrong here.
Mm-hmm. Right. When the red, red bob comes, bob, 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 and along.
There you go.
Let's talk about iron. And vitamin D and supplements. And do you think supplements
and
can...
Hey, and Doug.
Yes, sir.
Jack has a very interesting study on jelly beans and soda pop.
Really?
Yeah.
And did he do this study himself?
He did not.
No, I didn't. I just stumbled across it here not too long ago. Very fascinating study where a group of people, there were two different study groups, and both of them were put on 3,500 calories a day, and they both had exactly the same diet. And it was for a six-week period. And after 1 week into the diet, one group was introduced to an additional 500 calories a day in soft drinks. Whatever soft drinks they wanted didn't matter, just 500 calories a day in soft drinks. The other group had introduced into the already 3,500 calorie diet 500 calories a day in jelly beans. And a very interesting thing happened over the next several weeks. In the jelly bean group, the 500 calories of jelly beans slowly took the place of 500 calories in the food that they were already eating.
Hmm.
So that by the end of the study, they still were only doing 3,500 calories a day, although 500 of it was jelly bean. In the soft drink group, when the 500 calories of soft drinks had been introduced, it moved their diet up to 4,000 calories and stayed at 4,000 calories the rest of the study period.
Uncontrolled.
So interestingly enough, you know, they had different reasons for the conclusions that they came to. They weren't really sure as to the reasons why, except for the more solid matter, the chewing that was involved, the satiety that's generated in the hypothalamus because of the chewing action may have been the reason.
Satiety, what's that?
Well, to satiate it, you know.
Oh, you say satisfactory.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I didn't get it.
It's interesting because a friend of mine here at work and I were chatting the other day, and I'm trying to give up my Diet Cokes. And I believe it's because the Diet Cokes are making me jones for sugar. Just really want sugar.
Teeth and gums and all that stuff, too.
So I'm talking to Mike the other day, and he's like, you know, I switched from regular sodas, he would have a couple regular sodas, to diet sodas a day. He goes, I'd find myself raiding the kids' closets for their leftover Halloween candy. He said, I never eat candy, but when I started making the switch to diet soda, I was absolutely craving sugar and went hunting around the house for it at night, which I never do. And you put that with kind of my, I was thinking already that this was happening to me, along with his findings, along with Jack's thing, and, you know, bingo, diet soda, bad. Just in that, it makes you want more and eat more sugar.
Absolutely it does.
Yeah. Wow.
Absolutely does. You know, it's kind of a, it's one of those, you know, don't watch my hands, just watch the trick that I'm going to perform here in front of you.
Yeah.
And when you really start to examine the details in the studies, so, sugarless drinks actually compel you to be more carb hungry than you were before it.
Exactly. Carbs, too.
Wow.
Yep. All right. So there is a good study. That's a lot of good information right there. Thank you, Jack. You're our hero.
Ah.
JackStockwell.com is Jack's website. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us. We'll talk about supplements and whether they increase a woman's risk of dying. According to a study, vitamins may increase women's risk of dying.
A great study.
Yeah, all right, so we'll talk about that in a moment. Dr. Jack with Dr. Doug. He has a license, I don't. It's okay. Rich McFadden is here, and Jennifer and Roberta. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Thursday through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only, select styles only, valid May 24th through May 28th.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center.
Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. Walk one of these laps.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
And the Good Day program with Dr. Jack Stockwell, helping you out medically. The essence of this study, for those of you who have not heard, the overview of supplements. Now, we all are on them. I take 30 different supplements. All I get this new One World Way. Most of them are supplements that I get from Standard Process through Jack. I think they are the best because, and they're not paying me to say this, they're just all made from natural food. It's food.
Yeah.
Food-based supplements.
And
anyway,
that's what makes the difference.
Right. All right. So what's this story indicate as far as women and supplements? And if it's this way for women, why would it be the same for men?
Well, there are other studies out there. There's studies that have examined both sexes. And what they have found is an increase in all-cause mortality. Now, that's an interesting category to fall into. All-cause mortality, for whatever reason, people who load up on synthetic supplements will die sooner than those who do not. And these are large studies. These aren't, you know, studying 25 people here and there. This involved thousands of people who've been studied over a long period of time. And I could tell, you know, if I had the money Jerry's Kids gets every Labor Day weekend to study this kind of stuff, I could come up with a more definitive answer. But I'll tell you what I think it is. And it's simply this. When you take fractionated artificial supplementation, which just means ground up rocks and chemical solutions that the FDA passes off as a vitamin when in fact it isn't. It's just a chemical mirrored subject that isn't the real thing. It's like taking a really nice solid walnut steering wheel out of a Jaguar and then saying that's the automobile. It's just a part of it. And when you get part of a vitamin in the body naturally will pull the rest of those parts together that it has stored in various areas of the body, usually in fat cells, to try to reconstruct that vitamin so it can actually be utilized. The bottom line is when you take artificial synthetic vitamins, it actually leads to greater vitamin deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And this is showing up in many studies.
So then this is and not meant to be a promotion for a company like Standard Process, but you got to read the labels.
But
wherever you get this stuff, you got to read anything.
Clarify
synthetic.
This though.
All right, let me bottom line.
Hold on.
When
hold
you
hold
read
on.
The label,
hold
when
on
you read
one second, one second. So are they saying that taking synthetic vitamins will actually make you die earlier than if you wouldn't
for
take them?
For any reason. For any reason. Absolutely. That's what these studies are
so
showing.
So you shouldn't take any synthetic vitamins at all because you will die faster than if you would not take them.
I know that sounds counterintuitive, but that's what these studies are indicating.
Okay, so the study doesn't say that synthetic versus natural.
No, they don't do. They didn't go into that. Most of the material that are used in these studies are vitamins that are taken off the store shelves. And the stuff that's taken off the store shelves are the synthetic, low-cost, few pennies per pill that they'll sell for a dollar per pill in the stores. Because the marketplace demands it and the FDA allows it.
Yeah. So, and then this is more, the FDA is so corrupt.
Well,
just
it's, you
so
know,
corrupt.
If you got enough money, you can get almost anything passed.
Completely corrupt. It really is.
Yes, it reminds me. Where's my jackpack?
Of the 32 review members of the FDA, of the 32, more than 20 of them on a regular basis are previous CEOs of pharmaceutical companies.
All right, now, we only have a few seconds left here. Can we drill down specifically to vitamin E? Because that has been linked to prostate cancer risk.
Yes, because it's the synthetic. It's the tocopherols. Yeah. If it says tocopherols on the ingredients, you're only getting a very small portion of the vitamin E. Yeah. The tocopherol is just the antioxidant. Yeah. It's not the whole core vitamin E aspect. And that's why vitamin A, they say, leads to birth defects. That's why vitamin C leads to hardening of the arteries. And vitamin E leads to prostate problems, but heart problems as well. But remember, the stuff they're testing is synthetic vitamins, not food-based.
Right. That's the big difference, and that's why Standard Process is good and others like it. All right, there is Jack Stockwell's piece of info to help you out today. Visit jackstockwell.com, 21 after the hour.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we loved their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. This we're going to spend the next couple of minutes reviewing America's Got Talent from last night and the night before. This is Howard Stern and Howie Mandel and Osborne. What's her first name?
Sharon.
Mrs. All right, so anyway.
Stern was hilarious last night.
Well, this is, again, underscoring, this is a, he was dancing with some half-naked dude, right?
Yeah, he was like dancing with like Chippendale-type dancers.
Yeah, okay.
He said he could do it better.
Yeah. So, and that's hilarious. Why you're watching. I mean, people are watching this because they are so smart. Whoever got Howard Stern, first of all the bad publicity was good publicity. And, you know, he's only getting $10 million. Next year, look for him to get 15 out of this life. All the rest of it.
Simon Cowell thing, you know.
Yeah, right. Okay. So anyway, the show gets started last night with Ronald Charles singing and dancing for the judges.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Count kind of.
So what did you think of this, Roberta?
It was hilarious.
Basically, the judges just tossed him, right?
Well, they were awful. Yeah. But Stern saved it.
How did Stern save it?
Oh, I thought it was the Chippendale dancers.
No,
this is a different one. Okay.
Right. Now, I don't think we have any audio, Richie, from the Chippendale dance, because I don't know how you get audio from that. Anyway, it's all a visual thing. So let's go back to the night before when the judges have a really adorable conversation with a 7-year-old rapper.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Name is Near Money, right?
Get money!
My name is Money Near, just like these are by balloon in the air. Yeah, put all your hands in the air, put your hands in the air. I'm only 7 years old, it's gonna be my year.
I'm with them. Sorry, cute, but come on.
Richie, let's move into the next cut where Howard Stern makes this kid cry.
When you stopped, you had like an angry look on your face. Are you angry?
Howie Mandel first.
Did it bother you that?
Good job, man. A hard job.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Howie Mandel makes him cry.
You want to speak to this
Yes, I have no problem speaking. First of all, you're a very nice young man. You know that.
no one likes hitting the X on a 7-year-old. You're very brave to get up there at 7 years old.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No. So.
So why is Howard Stern making him cry? Why is Howie Mandel? Did you see this, Roberta?
No, I missed this.
I'm sorry, my man.
All right, turn it up, Roberta.
I'm so sorry. Stop.
Get over it, kid. Life's full of rejection.
You are so brave.
Take it from me.
This job is too rough for me. I don't really want to do it anymore. Mere money. You're a terrific kid. You know that?
Yes.
Yes. Cool. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to make you cry.
Okay.
You know, Mere Money, it's funny. I've met many great rappers. I'm on the radio. I interview them. None of them are quite as good as you. All right, Mere Money, no need to cry. You okay now?
All right.
Everything's cool with us?
Everything's cool.
We love you, Mere Money.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all 4 major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all 4 major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
33 after the hour.
Like you were over there.
And Rich, well, I have the ability to move around, you know.
I'm eating wasabi.
Good for you.
Almonds.
Wasabi!
Oh, my. You want to talk about waking you up in the morning?
Wake up, rise and shine. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli. Heather is taking care of her two urchins. Is that the right word? Urchins.
Sea urchins?
Yeah, children urchins. The video of the day today at DougStefan.com. All this week, actually, we've been following a thread acknowledging that Memorial Day is next Monday. We'll be on the air, by the way, live next Monday. We are
speak
on
for yourself.
Holiday. Well, I will be. You'll
I'll be
in
dealing
Ireland.
With some leprechauns.
Yeah, okay, that's good. But Roberta will be here, Richie will be here, and Heather will be a good sport. She'll show up. How about some videos this week of our brave men and women who are in the service? And these videos mostly are what they're doing when they return home to their families. When the Marine has deployed his son, who has cerebral palsy. Palsy, good, Doug.
Cerebral palsy.
Cerebral
palsy.
Yeah. Was unable to walk. The doctor said that he would never walk. But if you check out this video, the father's surprised when he comes back from the theater of war and his son is walking for the first time, and he does it as he welcomes him home. So it's really, it's tearjerker stuff, but appropriate. Check it out at DougStefan.com. For mothers, the info department today has a, I guess this would be a warning. Half of all the child booster seats that are made today need to be checked every time they're used, because apparently they're made in China, shock, and they're not reliable, shock. So they come apart. I don't know about brands, but I know the rule would be if you use a child booster seat, then check it each time you are putting a child into it. And they strap them into the seat belts and stuff in the second seat normally. Isn't that how it works? And then they have various clasps, clips, and that sort of thing.
What most people forget is the one that holds the back, the top of the back of the seat.
Right. So you still use that for Juliana, right?
We use the one where the it's a booster with a back on it, and the seat belt goes through the back.
Yeah.
So it's basically just a booster using the shoulder strap.
Mm-hmm. No.
No car seat anymore.
Okay. But it's important. Speaking of veterans, we have a story at DougStefan.com about this 92-year-old World War II veteran who perhaps is the biggest bootlegger of Hollywood DVDs ever. He sent 4,000 boxes of illegally copied movies to our troops
Yeah, hey, at least he was doing it for the good of the country. Right.
Guy's
right?
famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This story is very interesting, floating around here. But we're talking about these guys coming back from the service, and I thought that.
Have you guys ever seen a bootleg movie?
No.
Yes.
How do you?
Really? Okay, they sell them on every street corner in Colombia.
Yeah. Really? My favorite is when you can see like the guy standing up because they're just taking him with their cell phones or whatever in the movie theater. You can see guy get up to go to the bathroom.
Some of them are really good. You can't tell the difference.
Yeah, some are good.
Yeah. But some are, you got the guy eating his popcorn in front of you or something like that. Yeah.
I've only seen one bootleg, and do you know which movie it was?
What?
The Passion of the Christ.
No.
I swear to God.
Really?
The only bootleg movie I've ever seen, it was The Passion of the Christ.
That's funny.
Stealing Jesus' movie.
I know.
All right. So a lot of people are talking about this couple in Kansas who got married. I think there's been more buzz on this morning off the air than anything else. There's a picture at DougStephan.com of this guy in a cowboy hat, nice turquoise shirt, kissing a babe as the tornado steams toward them in the background. Hmm. The tornado, this is a Kansas wedding this past weekend. Went by them, or was it just...
It didn't hit the farm where they were being married.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time, the father was like, don't worry about it. It's going to go the other way.
Right.
So they just went on with the wedding,
right.
And they got the pictures of them kissing, right. doing their nuptials, uh-huh. with the tornadoes in the background.
And there was a Wicked Witch of the West on her bicycle.
Yeah. And their little dog, too.
All right, so, Roberta.
Really interesting. But the story you have to see... At DougStephan.com, I saw this the other day, and I could not believe it. Is the mother and father at the laundromat, the father thinks it's going to be funny to just toss his kid in the washer
close
the door on him.
Not
the
funny.
Washer starts, and the door locks, and the mother and the father start freaking out. And the father runs back to get somebody to help stop the machine. And it takes 2 or 3 minutes while the kid's in this running washer with water loading in it.
Oh, my goodness.
All of this from the security camera in the corner.
Yeah.
The guy who runs the laundromat runs up, unplugs the thing, and it takes him about a minute to get the door unlocked. But the parents are freaking out. And it's,
as they should.
What a moron. A-hole.
Oh,
what
my
a moron.
Jesus.
This is just a community service from your friends at Good Day to tell you not to put your kids
what
in the washer at the laundry
moron. The guy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the mother, you can see the mother.
What kind of a thing is that going to do to this kid's mind for the rest of his life? He's going to have that.
Well, and at first the mom kind of thought it was funny.
Only.
Then she starts going off on the dad when she realizes they can't get him out.
Right. Yeah. All right. Let's get to school days. First story from California. High school student gets kicked out of an honors English class for cheating. Hmm. And now his parents are suing the school. So as the year wraps up, you'll find a number of these stories around because there's a lot of pressure on students to get the best grades they can as they get out of high school, because some have not been admitted to college yet, gives them an open entree. So there are a lot of people who are, believe it or not, encouraging their children to do things they might otherwise not do. Now, I don't know from this story whether the parents encourage this kid to cheat, but if you get kicked out of a class for cheating and the parents sue the school, what does that tell you about their parenting?
Right. That it's okay to cheat.
Yeah. That's exactly what it says.
Right.
Hmm. You're a cheater, but you're our son, therefore. Now, does that apply to everything that has anything to do? Are your children always right? I hope not. Because certainly I was not always right as a child. Richie wasn't. Roberta wasn't.
We're lucky. I always was.
I'm still not right.
Yeah, I know that. We've noticed that. Speaking of what's not right. We have two different pieces of audio here. You've heard perhaps before, I encouraged you earlier in the day, and we played some of the audio from this North Carolina high school class where the teacher goes after a kid. The child spoke critically of President Obama. And then...
Well, not really. Well, they were talking about the Mitt Romney bullying story.
He had bullied before, too.
Right.
That was deemed to be critical. The kid just referenced Obama actually saying in his book that he wrote about himself, his biography, autobiography, that he had bullied somebody. So the kid just asked, didn't Obama bully somebody, too?
Yeah. Okay. So Hunter Rogers is his name. And here he is. I think he's a high school senior. And the conversation back and forth between him and his teacher is so telling. It does. I think it's clear enough so you can hear it. He had his cell phone on taping all of this while it was going on in the classroom. The teacher has been
suspended. You will not disrespect the president of the United States in this classroom.
I'll say it.
Not about him. You won't.
All I have is a question. You freaked out.
No. I told you, do not.
It was a question.
I told you that twice.
All I asked is, didn't Obama bully a girl in high school and you got all defensive?
Yes, I'm not getting started. As a teacher,
my Obama wouldn't do that.
I'm not allowed you to disrespect the president of the United States. I'm not.
I didn't disrespect him. I was asking questions.
You don't. I
have different beliefs.
You would have a different belief, but you were not disrespecting him here.
I wasn't disrespecting him. I asked a question.
You see, even he said it.
I asked a question. The fact of the day says he was a bully in high school, but it doesn't say.
I'm saying he could have been. This man is right. Obama is already.
This is my favorite part. This man is running. Obama is already.
Obama is already.
They're both men. They are right here. They're equal. Exactly. Yes, they are.
Right.
They are equal.
I'm so annoyed listening to this. You cannot believe what I'm thinking. I bet many of you are as well. How this woman ever got to be a teacher. This so befiles.
Wait till she tells them that the people got put in jail for saying bad things.
How close is that, Reggie? Let's listen to that part of it.
That's the crazy.
Let me see if this is. Yeah, I'm not sure where it is. Let me see.
Whenever Bush was in, everybody talked about Bush. Everybody did.
No, everybody was.
Because he was
everybody
stupid.
If you ever said anything bad about Bush while he was in office, say something.
Sit down a minute. Do you realize that people were arrested for saying things bad about Bush?
It doesn't matter.
You're not supposed to slander.
I'm not slandering. I asked a question.
How does this woman get a job as a teacher?
You're not supposed to slander.
She's stupid.
People were arrested for saying derogatory things.
I mean,
about
regardless, just the way this thread, no wonder our kids get out of some of the schools. Crazy or uneducated.
Well,
my God, that woman.
I'm just glad a kid stands his ground.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a little bit disrespectful,
yes.
But there's nothing about the teacher that deserves respect. So then you go back to the people that hired her, and you wonder how she got a job with all the people who are out of work that are teachers. They can't find somebody better than this woman, or is she protected by the teachers' union? You got to wonder that. Those are the things going on in my mind as we twirl through all of this.
So
what a disrespect.
Yesterday,
a
the kid ends up on Fox News, of course.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Fox is happy to have that.
And they asked him why he would record this.
All right. Hold on a second. Let's do this after. We make sure we don't get behind.
Okay.
Let's do a couple of things. Then we'll bring you him being interviewed. He and his mother, Gina, are on Fox. Of course, Fox is going to play this to the hill. That's what Fox is about. And it's drama,
sure.
And it's interesting. So we'll get some of the audio in a moment here on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months. I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
I cross many rivers and highways, over mountains, shore to shore. Yeah, I carry the nation on my back, and if they ask me, I'll carry more. The future rides on American freight rail. Every hour of every day, working to build a dream. Behind the scenes and scenery, I know how much it means. The future rides on American freight rail.
Freight Rail honors our veterans this Memorial Day and every day. Nearly one of every four Freight Rail jobs is held by a veteran, and we'll hire thousands more vets this year. Find your railroad career at aar.org/jobs.
A wave of new veterans has returned from war. Now they face a new battle here at home. VFW needs you on our side in the fight for jobs for veterans, education for veterans, healthcare for veterans, and justice for veterans. It's time. Show your support at VFW.org. Please, they need you. Be there right now for veterans. VFW. No one does more for veterans.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
All right, so we're having a continuing conversation about this North Carolina high school student who was berated by his teacher after he spoke critically of President Obama. Then he goes on Fox News and says he wanted to laugh when he heard the teacher suggest he could be arrested for criticizing a sitting president. And here's some more of the interview on Fox.
Like the presidents and candidates, and she doesn't want to hear anything but what she believes, and it's... I mean, if you disagree, you get berated and put down, and I just decided to finally get some proof of it.
So one of the topics that was being discussed was whether or not Mitt Romney had been a bully to somebody when he was in high school, and you brought up President Obama's personal experience that's documented in his own book. Is that how it played out?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say?
We asked if... President Obama had been a bully in high school, and she told us that she didn't know, not to her knowledge. And then immediately she got defensive and started screaming at me.
So after you got this tape recording, you played it for your mom? And Gina, who did you play it for first?
My dad.
Mm-hmm. And eventually you played it for your mom. Gina, what was your reaction? Because I know initially when you heard this story, you thought, teens exaggerate. They blow things out of proportion a little bit. What was your thought?
I was just shocked that this was happening in the classroom. He had been telling us for quite a while now that this kind of behavior was happening, and we did not disbelieve him, but we just did not realize that it was that extreme.
All right, so she should be fired, the teacher. End of story, even though I don't like the sort of exchange back and forth between the two of them, but she was clearly out of line. Pretty interesting story, huh? 51 after on Good Day.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now, with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Lady Marmalade.
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 Yeah, orange actually, marmalade. Is,
right. Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Maya,
Pink.
And Pink from the movie Moulin Rouge.
Don't forget Misdemeanor, Missy Elliott.
Number two this week in 2001. The song was number one, Lady Marmalade. Who was that done first by? Anybody remember?
It was
Lady...
The one who fell asleep on the show here.
Right. Yeah, not free of pain. That's it.
Oh my God.
I didn't sing that song, Rich.
All right, let's get to Chuck Curry, our movie man, for today's episode. We have a contest featuring the number one movie during this week in 2001.
Patti LaBelle, thank you.
Chucker, Patti LaBelle, whoever came up with that, thank you very much. And the Bluebells. So that takes care of the music. Movie music starts movie news, movie items of interest, DVDs, all the things that are video. Chuckers, the expert, his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You better be doing a good job of that. All the plugs I give you, Chucker, there, that better be really pristine material at Entertainment Today and Beyond. Listen to him, Chuck. All right, so we have three audio clips from a movie, again, number one during this week in 2001. Your job is to listen to them and to see if you can come up with the name of the movie for a swell prize. Pretty simple concept. We've been doing it for years, Chucker and I. So let's see if this turns you on. That'd be pretty interesting to see who gets this. Go ahead, Richie.
So before this is over, I'm going to need a whole lot of serious therapy.
Got it.
800-510-8255. Next clip.
That was really scary. And if you don't mind me saying, if that don't work, your breath certainly will get the job done, because you definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks.
Yeah.
Is he a donkey in this? That's
yes.
Not the movie.
Yes.
Oh, that's that movie? Oh, that's okay.
He was donkey.
All right. Yep. Here's the, listen to Chuck. Yep. Last clip.
Look, you love this woman, don't you?
Yes.
You want to hold her?
Yes.
You want to keep her?
Yes.
Then you got to try a little tenderness. The chicks love that romantic crap.
You got to. All right, 800-5.
I'm going to say his greatest role, actually.
You think this is?
Absolutely.
Animated work is pretty lucrative. Just ask Michael Myers, who I don't think's made a feature. Well, he hasn't made a feature film in about 4 or 5 years.
And they don't have to learn any. They don't have to learn the lines either, Chuck. They just use the script and try to sync. I'm not sure which comes first, though. Their, excuse me, audio recording, excuse me, and it's mixed into match the movement of the mouth, or is the animation done after?
Audio comes after, I think.
Audio comes after.
I think she's right.
I think she's right.
Really? Okay.
No. Audio comes first when you're doing animation.
Really?
No. Audio comes first, yes.
But how do you get the gist of it if you can't see it?
But that's why they're called actors, Joe.
But don't you see? I thought they could watch the actual cartoon on the wall.
No. It's done the opposite way. The animators match the mouth movements to the audio.
Really? Mm-hmm. I know there was a computer, actually, that did that. I bet you
maybe the computer does it. But if the audio
is storyboards.
Right, yeah, they have storyboards. They know what the character looks like. You know, they have all that, but they don't have the actual finished product. They might have a sketch drawing products, you know, in front of them.
Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy are so rich from those movies.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
But don't give them away.
All right.
It's not like we haven't given it enough.
No, I know that
because it amazed me that they did it that way.
All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news box today?
In a train track.
Warner Brothers is starting to ramp up its marketing presence for its July 20th release of the Dark Knight Rises, its newest Batman movie. Here's my prediction. It's just a strong gut feeling I have. Batman will die at the end of this movie,
really?
Making this one of the best trilogies in movie history. And then Warner Brothers will reboot Batman in the next 2 years. Chris Nolan, the director of these three films, has stated this will be his last Batman film. So
if he dies, how are they going to bring him back?
He's going to reboot it and reinvent it with a new vision. Mm-hmm. Fans are used to that. I mean, Tim Burton did two of them. Joel Schumacher did two of them. And then Chris Nolan really upped the ante and made two great Batman movies, and I have a feeling this will be just as good. One more bit of news, a script currently being developed for a Night Stalker movie, which will star actor Johnny Depp. Kara McGavin played the role of Carl Kolchak in a 70s TV series about a reporter who meets up with a lot of different monsters like Dracula, werewolf, and Frankenstein. That should be in development sometime in the next year and a half.
All right, so let's see what I saw here. Rapper T.I., joining Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy in a film called Identity Theft.
Hmm.
He's a bounty hunter.
I don't even know who T.I. is.
I don't either.
He's a rapper.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
T.I. Is it like T.O.? Is it like a vowel or a group of them?
Vegas.
How about T.A., T.I., T.O., T.U., et cetera, et cetera. All right, here's Oliver in Salt Lake City. Hi, Oliver.
Hi, it's Shrek.
It is Shrek.
That is shocking. Good job.
Yeah.
Right on top of it.
Oliver, hold on a second for a swell prize. 59 past the hour on Good Day.